Well, the tar sands are really the start of the oil industry going after a new form of oil that's dirtier, it's more expensive, it's riskier. Used to be considered too expensive and too difficult to get. But right now, it's sort of the new gold rush for the oil industry, and it's basically strip mining for oil, which, as you can imagine, is very energy and water intensive and very destructive of the landscape. And a lot of this oil that they're taking out, it's in its raw form, it's called bitumen, would be converted into gasoline and diesel for our cars and trucks in the U.S. and in Canada are the two main markets right now.
So, I mean, basically, to expand these tar sands, they need markets. And so that's why they want to build pipelines through the United States.
That's right. So what's been happening is that in the Canadian tar sands, the markets had traditionally been Canada, then it broadened to the U.S., but mostly to the U.S. Midwest and the Rockies. What the tar sands oil industry wants to do right now, and it's every major oil company pretty much in the world, is they want access to deep water ports. The tar sands in Canada are found in the province of Alberta, and Alberta is landlocked. And so the oil industry is looking at building pipelines through the heartland of the U.S. to the Gulf Coast. That's the proposed Keystone XL pipeline. And they're also looking at pipelines that would cross British Columbia through the Great Bear Rainforest Wilderness to the coast, and that would go east through the Great Lakes region and through New England to Portland, Maine. Basically, any way they can start getting this oil out to an international market. So far, there have been such strong public concerns in the U.S., in Canada and British Columbia especially, and in New England and the Great Lakes region, that we haven't seen any of these pipeline proposals move forward. And people are concerned really about two things. They're concerned about what an oil spill of tar sands oil would do to their rivers and aquifers and lakes, and they're also very concerned about what encouraging expansion of this very dirty and carbon and energy intensive form of oil will mean for climate change.
So obviously the goal is to cut down on our oil consumption, but is the oil we get from the Middle East really any better for the environment than the tar sands are?
What we've been saying indeed is that we need to find a way to entirely move off of oil. Now that's obviously going to be a long process, but the U.S. has already made a great start. We've already reduced our oil consumption through things like having more fuel-efficient cars. And we can get to a point where we use much less oil than we currently use just with the measures that are already in place in terms of smart growth, using more transit, having fuel-efficient cars and trucks. These are the kinds of measures that really reduce our demand for oil. And so when it comes down to where the oil comes from, these newer forms are even more destructive, but all oil keeps us dependent on a source of energy that is bad for our climate. And so ultimately what we need to be doing together is finding ways to have alternatives to the oil that right now is so necessary to help us move around.
So it'd be accurate to say oil drilling, wherever it is not good for the environment. But one of the concerns with the tar sands is specifically if we build the infrastructure, if we invest the money, then it is going to tie the country to that form of fuel because we've invested so much money in it.
Yeah, as the oil industry and the oil pipeline companies invest in building these very long major pipelines, as they invest in, you know, the huge capital investments that are necessary for tar sands mines and tar sands drilling sites, it's going to be hard to see them backing off of that. And so essentially relying on the oil that we currently have under production but not expanding into these newer and dirtier forms of oil is something that really makes sense right now at a time when we're trying to develop cleaner forms of energy and fight climate change.